Have you ever found yourself staring at your phone, responding to work emails at 11 p.m. while sitting across from loved ones? This was Rachel O'Mara's reality as a Google executive, outwardly successful, yet profoundly miserable. Despite working at one of the world's most coveted companies, she became the definition of corporate burnout, constantly preoccupied with work and disconnected from herself and others. Her breaking point came when her performance reviews turned negative. Despite desperate attempts to improve, the feedback remained the same: poor communication, inadequate listening, ineffective management. When her supervisor delivered an ultimatum, find a new role or face termination, O'Mara found herself at a crossroads that would fundamentally reshape her approach to work and life. During a weekend dinner with friends, someone asked her a question that changed everything. What would you do if you knew you weren't going to fail? This simple yet profound query cut through her mental fog, sparking the realization that Google's sabbatical program could be her salvation. With her supervisor's approval, she arranged a 90-day unpaid leave of absence, feeling a surge of euphoria at the opportunity to regroup and find her path forward. This pivotal moment illustrates what a pause truly is, an intentional shift in behavior that creates space for mental transformation. Sometimes the most productive thing we can do is temporarily stop producing and start reflecting. Like a check engine light, your mind and body signal approaching burnout. The first sign is when job enthusiasm turns to dread. Second, you dismiss repeated feedback from your boss rather than accepting responsibility. Third, separation from work or technology reveals masked deeper yearnings. The so that test helps uncover these by repeatedly asking why until reaching core desires. Fourth, major life events, both positive and negative, shift our behavior and emotional expression. Fifth, new opportunities emerge, whether obvious, spontaneous invitations, contemplative, persistent questions, or high-risk ventures. Like dental flossing, our minds need regular maintenance. Our unconscious mind processes 40 million nerve impulses per second versus 40 in our conscious prefrontal cortex. During our first 7 years, we download our operating system of beliefs, creating unconscious pathways that shape our identity. Through neuroplasticity, we can transform these patterns. Mental flossing activates transformation by intentionally shifting behavior. When we catch outdated thought patterns and pause, we can shift from reactive monkey mind to intentional thinking. Taking a pause requires courage to venture beyond what Viktor Frankl called conformity, where roughly 70% of people negotiate belonging rather than following their authentic path. Planning a meaningful pause involves three essential steps. First, write your rough draft, or what Brené Brown calls a sucky first draft, SFD, an unfiltered brain dump identifying limiting beliefs, fears, and intentions. Common limiting beliefs include, I can't afford time off, or my career will suffer. Second, set your intention for how you want to feel during your pause, whether seeking peace, adventure, creativity, or connection. Keep a pause book journal and identify your natural strengths by asking others what talents they see in you. These conversations often reveal overlooked gifts. Third, create your plan while remaining flexible. Avoid busifying your time and practice deep listening to your inner voice. Studies show daydreaming and downtime solve tough problems and prevent information overload. Consider practical aspects like finances and support systems, but stay open to unexpected discoveries. Creating an effective pause requires managing three elements: money, time frame, and activity. While many fear the cost, pausing is possible through mindful adjustments to presence and behavior. For finances, determine what's feasible within your means, whether through paid leave, unpaid leave, or a dedicated savings plan for longer breaks. Alfie Vanderswaan exemplifies creative budgeting. His planned three-month break with $15,000 evolved into 2 years of world travel through smart choices like budget accommodations, street food, and group discounts. The time dial reflects your available pause duration. Minimize risk by maintaining employment, use accumulated vacation time, or consider shorter breaks. Even a day at a monastery or a week exploring your own city can prove transformative. The activity dial determines how you'll spend your pause. Let personal interests guide your choices, from refreshing staycations to travel, volunteering, caregiving, or career exploration. Pausing isn't about extended breaks. It's about creating moments to be rather than think. This mindfulness approach accepts emotions as valuable data while orienting toward aliveness. By embracing feelings instead of numbing them, we open ourselves to greater pleasure. Even one-minute pauses can transform your day. The belly breath pause involves sitting with feet grounded and hand on diaphragm while focusing on deep breathing. Research confirms that brief pauses reduce stress and boost productivity. The five senses pause means tuning into the present moment through your senses during any activity. The nature pause involves observing outdoor details, breathing in natural scents, and touching natural elements, or simply viewing nature images. Mini pauses include mindful walks, focused tea drinking, quick yoga poses, one-song dance parties, daily gratitude, one-minute awareness during routines, or reflecting on your favorite moment before bed. The TASER technique helps zap false beliefs. Tune in to limiting beliefs, acknowledge patterns, shift to opposite beliefs, express new beliefs aloud, repeat when outdated thoughts surface. Each repetition forms new neural pathways. Despite being more connected through digital devices, the average person checks their phone 150 times daily, with Americans spending over 10 hours on screens, creating barriers to genuine emotional connection. A digital detox means intentionally powering down for set periods. Filmmaker Tiffany Schlein pioneered the Tech Shabbat, a weekly 24-hour digital break from Friday to Saturday sunset. Her family transforms this time into meaningful rituals of shared meals and gratitude, resulting in enhanced creativity and rejuvenation. To improve sleep, avoid screens 90 minutes before bedtime, as blue light disrupts melatonin production. Keep devices away from your bedroom to prevent late-night distractions. Consider implementing digital-free periods, weekly device-free days, tech-free mealtimes, month-long in-person communication challenges, or designated screen-free spaces in your home. Create ground rules for routine and list both joy-sparking activities and habits to eliminate. Use implementation intentions, if-then statements, to establish accountability. Remember that pausing serves self-insight, not task completion. Write a pause purpose pledge stating your commitment, its importance, and one specific action. Approach pausing as an experiment with a growth mindset. While we crave comfort, transformation requires stepping beyond familiar territory. Fear signals growth. Embrace it through small, repeated steps. Consider Mike Robbins, who, after losing his baseball career and tech job, took 5 months to travel. This pause revealed his true calling, coaching others on gratitude and authenticity. In our constantly moving world, pausing allows answers to emerge naturally. The courage to stop might be our most revolutionary act.